This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aid workers said they struggled on Monday to distribute dwindling food to hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by what Israel claims is a limited operation in Rafah. The two main crossings near the southern Gaza city have been closed for over a week. The UN says 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week, out of 1.3 million who were sheltering there before the operation began. Most had already fled fighting elsewhere. All 12 of Gaza's higher education institutions have been destroyed or damaged in 7 months of war, and more than 350 teachers and academics have been killed, according to Palestinian official data. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gazans fear Israel's military offensive has inflicted damage to their education system that will long outlast the fighting. Gaza and the occupied West Bank have internationally high literacy levels. But Israel's blockade and repeated rounds of conflict left education fragile and under-resourced. Schools have also been bombed or turned into shelters for displaced people, leaving about 625,000 school-aged children unable to attend classes. The UN estimates that more than 70% of schools in Gaza will need full reconstruction or major rehabilitation after the war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israeli protesters blocked aid trucks headed for Gaza on Monday, throwing food packages on the road in the latest in a series of incidents that have come as Israel has pledged to allow uninterrupted humanitarian supplies into the besieged enclave. Four protesters, including a minor, were arrested at the protest. This is VOA News. Russia pressed its ground assault into the north of Ukraine's Kharkiv region on Monday, attacking new areas with small groups to try to widen the front and stretch Ukrainian forces, the regional governor said. Moscow's troops entered Ukraine near its second-largest city of Kharkiv on Friday, opening a new northeastern front in a war that has for almost 2 years been largely fought in the east and south. The advance could draw some of Kyiv's depleted forces away from the east, where Russia has been slowly advancing. In Chad, opposition candidates who lost the recent presidential election have filed paperwork challenging President Mohamed Idriss Deby's victory. Moki Edwin Kandesko reports from neighboring Cameroon.
State television reported on Monday that the country's Constitutional Council received a petition from opposition candidate Success Masra calling for results of the May 6 vote to be annulled. The transitional president, General Mohamed Idriss Deby, won more than 61% of the vote, exceeding the 50% mandate needed to avoid a runoff. Masra and the Transformers Party he leads allege massive electoral fraud, including the stuffing of ballot boxes and soldiers chasing opposition representatives from polling stations. Moki Edwin Kinzika, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Monday rejected opposition allegations a recent pause in electricity cuts was due to an election coming up on May 29th. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The Democratic Alliance, the biggest opposition party, last week attributed the improved power supply to, quote, political interference by the ANC. It accused the party of putting pressure on Eskom to keep the lights on. In 2023, rolling power cuts imposed by state utility Eskom reached record levels. They continued into the first quarter of this year. But there has now been no load shedding, as South Africans called the cuts, for 48 days, the longest period for more than 2 years. The dramatic improvement in power supply has led to accusations that the timing was designed to improve voters' satisfaction.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Donald Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen told jurors on Monday the Republican presidential candidate personally signed off on a hush money payment to a porn star to bury her story about an alleged sexual encounter before it could derail his 2016 campaign. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.